Hello, everyone. Anissa Bramwitz here with the eLearning Scenario Design Podcast. Hope you're having a fabulous day, and thanks so much for tuning in. All right, today we are going to talk about feedback. And on a personal note, it's been a rough couple of days, almost a week. Four days. Let's not exaggerate. I quit. I used to have three pots of tea during the day and one cup of coffee. So I was like, oh, I'm doing good. Low coffee. And then I quit the tea. And it's kind of interesting how something so pretty and delicate like Earl Grey can have a devastating effect on your brain and functionality. So I've been in a state of weird lethargy and constant migraine for the past 4 days. It's crazy. Anyways, enough about me. Woe is me. I'm going to get over this and it's going to be better. All right. What I wanted to do is talk about feedback and because it's if you're interested in more how I talk about feedback, if you join my Facebook group, Engaging eLearning, or if you basically link up with me on LinkedIn, I do lives very, very often. And one of the things that I found is that I give people a lot of feedback on how to take feedback, right? How to use feedback strategically. But ton of it has to do with mindset. And it's weird because we don't have the right feedback. We don't have the right mindset about feedback. Sometimes see feedback as a negative, which is crazy, right? When you think about it. But then I think about, you know, why are we so sensitive about getting feedback on our work? And there's many reasons. One of the reasons is we've spent way too much time. And yes, we've spent way too much time investing in this design. And therefore, one of the things that happens is it becomes your baby. And then as a result of that, any kind of work you're doing with your client, you've invested so much time into it that you really want to make sure that they don't give you any feedback because you're attached to your ideas. It happens to all of us. It's, you know, as much as I can say to every student I talk to, I'm like, don't worry about it, give it. It's hard. And the longer you spend, the longer time you spend, the more attached you get to your precious idea. It's very hard letting go. If you want to know, try and clean out your garage and actually get rid of stuff you don't use. So hard. Emotionally, it's like hard. It's the same thing with your designs. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, so the other day I saw a post by somebody and they said, how would you take this? Your customer reviews your online learning module and they say, this is great work. And then they continue to give you, a page's worth of feedback. And I'm like, what do you mean? How would you take that? I would say, thank you very much, customer, for caring enough to actually review the work that I sent to you. Have you ever had a client not review your work? Yeah, it's harsh, man, because you're getting no feedback. It's like we want the cake and eat it too, but we're not willing to think about, you know, what does it mean when somebody doesn't even look at your stuff and doesn't give you feedback? That's harsh too. You feel like nobody cares. Have I been there? Hell yeah. And it's, I'd rather get feedback because then I know what I'm working towards, right? Even though it hurts in the moment, especially if you've overinvested yourself into that project. So this person goes, right, what should I think? And I'm like, this is good, right? Also, just because somebody used the good old sandwich technique, like things I like about you, things you need to improve, things you I like about you. This is what we use this in Toastmasters to give feedback, right? Because everybody's really sensitive. They need to hear two things that are positive and one that's an improvement. So this customer obviously, well, maybe they also thought great job. Like you're moving towards, this is an iteration, right? You're moving towards something better. And so they gave feedback. And it's not that this person thought this because I can't read into their text. It's completely ambiguous. But I thought the fact that they brought it up was an indication that they didn't take it the right way. They weren't pleased. And for me, one of the things that happens, and I've seen it happen and I've done it, is, and I know this has sabotaged me, is that when somebody gives you feedback, you see them as your enemy. You see your client as a meddler. You see your client as somebody who doesn't understand. And maybe they don't. I mean, that's your job is to make sure that they do understand why, you know, if they're stuck on something and they don't understand it, they should understand because they're going to own that product and they're going to have to sell that product. So if anybody else asks them why things were done a certain way and they can't explain it, of course they're going to want to know, or they're going to want to put it in a way that they can explain it, right? So that's important. But if you get feedback and you get angry and frustrated, even if you think that's not affecting your relationship, it 1000% is. Your mindset going into that relationship then, returning any phone calls, returning any emails, it's going to affect how you do that. And it's crazy for me because a lot of people, a lot of us, we introduce ideas to organizations. I mean, our job is to be the change agent, right? We see all this stuff out there. We learn all these different things, opportunities. So our job is to introduce these new ideas to an organization. And a lot of us face resistance, right? And we think, man, you know, these guys, you know, they don't get it. And it's crazy because one of the things that you have the privilege to see is from the outside. You have a unique perspective. And so, of course, it is easier for you to see the flaws. Of course. It's like, you know, go around my house and think about all the things that I need to fix. I'm probably not seeing them, but if I ever go around my house and I go, I wonder if my brother was here, what he would see. Because he's very organized, tidy, and also he's very, he knows how to basically build a house from scratch, right? So he knows how to fix anything. And so, so I'm always like, oh, that's right. Look at this. This has been sitting here kind of half fixed. It would be easy for him to point out and for him to feel I was, you know, if he's going around my house pointing out these things and for him to judge me as some sort of a, you know, imbecile because I didn't see it is actually really weird and egotistical because we all have those things in our lives and we all have those things in our businesses. We all have those things in our departments. We all have those things, everything, right? We can't see it. We're in it. So you have a unique perspective. You get to see it from the outside. You're pitching ideas that are new. Your job is to continue pitching ideas that are new. That is your job. And your job is to continue facing resistance. And one of the things I want you to realize is that if to think about when you get feedback, think about it as a game of tennis. And that the game cannot continue if one person does not, you know, it's not a fun game if all you're doing is you're shooting balls into their court. It's the best when you can volley. Isn't that a good volley the best? It is. It is because then the end product ends up being something that both people never anticipated, but also is more than what they anticipated because it's grown into something fabulous. And doesn't mean you, when you get feedback, you got to lie down and take it. No, you negotiate, you collaborate. They're coming back with what they know. You come back with what you know. It's like if you're going down to the market and you want to buy something for $10? And the guy says, no, I'll give you, you have to pay me 20. And you'll be like, would you just say, you know, would you take 20? No, you'd be like, no, I'll meet you halfway. How about 15? Right? You got to start becoming good at this trading stuff. And it will improve how you see feedback. And it will improve how many more projects you get with that specific organization, right? Because one of the things that you want is to continue being seen as the innovator, continue being respected for the fact that you push idea forward, and you see them as something that is essential, and you won't give up on it. And you'll take that feedback and thank them for it, because it means they care about the final outcome. They're not your enemy. I hope you found this helpful, and if you have any questions or anything else that you'd like to share with me, then connect with me on LinkedIn or join my Facebook group at Engaging eLearning. And there you'll see way more of this kind of content, but you also get to see my goofy face. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.